This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. CEOs of some of America's biggest retail chains are meeting with President Trump today. They're also meeting with members of Congress to express their concern over a possible border tax. It's part of a House Republican blueprint for tax reform, and it would, among other things, put a 20% tax on imported goods. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The Retail Industry Leaders Association says a lot of the things Americans buy, like clothing, don't have many domestically produced options. The trade group spokesman, Brian Dodge, says a border adjustment tax on imports will drive prices up.
It will substantially increase the tax rates that retail businesses will have to pay, and at such a level that invariably prices will have to rise accordingly.
The House Republican proposal would also cut the corporate tax rate to 20% from 35%. But Dodge says for many retailers, the harm of the border adjustment tax outweighs that benefit. Kantar retail analyst Amy Koo says the companies opposing the proposal are largely import-reliant mass retailers who can't risk losing customers due to higher prices.
I mean, they're not specialty retailers or high-end luxury retailers.
The House Republican proposal would also exclude export revenue from taxable income, which is appealing to big exporters like General Electric and Boeing. They've formed their own coalition to support the proposal. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.